Let's look at John chapter 4, starting from verse 27. And we're going to read till the end of verse 42. So John chapter 4, verse 27. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying? It's still 4 months until harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world."
Rosaria Butterfield used to live a radically different life. That was until she met Jesus. Before, she was someone who lived a good life. She trusted in her morals. Now, she has actually written books encouraging people to know Jesus, to see Jesus, to believe in Jesus. Jesus radically transformed the way that she lived, her hatred, her lifestyle, and everything as she met the one who knew her and loved her. And this is what she says. She said about when she came to see Jesus, she said, "One ordinary day, I came to Jesus open-handed and naked. In this war of worldviews, Jesus triumphed. I did not want to lose everything that I loved, but the voice of God sang a positive song in the rubble of my world." Seeing and believing in Jesus changed her life. Why is that? I wonder if this is one of your first times at church, your first times here with us today, you might have seen people over the years change as they come to know and trust Jesus. As they see and believe that Jesus is God's Son, their life looks completely different. And you might have been coming to church for years, and you might be able to look back and see why your life is completely different. That's because Jesus, seeing and believing in Jesus, changes lives. We've got 3 points today. Our first point is that a changed life is intriguing. To start our narrative today, we are picking up, like we saw earlier, we're picking up where we left. This story of this Samaritan woman, this outcast foreigner woman, and Jesus had an encounter with her. Jesus offered her living water, something that will satisfy her every desire forever, that will never ever fade. And this scene, as he is speaking to her at the well in the beating heat of the day, is pretty surreal. Here's what happens when the disciples arrive in verse 27. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way towards him. So the disciples are talking. The disciples actually read the room and they don't say anything as this woman is struck by her encounter with Jesus. She is changed. Have a look at verse 28. She went to this water well to draw some water and she left, leaving her water jug behind. Her original purpose had been fully and completely changed. She had met something that was far greater, that was far better. She'd received something that was so much more refreshing. Jesus himself. There's something about that, isn't there? There's something about her life that has been radically flipped upside down. You look at that and you ask questions. You look at that and you notice and you go, wow, what is happening there? This woman's encounter with Jesus is intriguing because it has given her a boldness that she wouldn't have had before. A boldness to go and speak to these people and to point them to Jesus so that they might see and believe in him as well. Jesus knew her. Jesus loved her. Jesus offers her something that was far better than anything that she could have been chasing. Jesus gave her life. James touched on it last week, but the fact that Jesus knew this woman's heart, knew the full extent of the shame and the suffering and the sin and selfishness that were in her heart, and yet still shows her grace and patience and kindness, shows that Jesus is willing to extend this same grace and patience and kindness to us. And this changes lives. Encounters with Jesus of Nazareth have certainly changed more than just the life of this woman. Surely over the last 2,000 years, there have been countless people whose lives have been flipped upside down as they've come face to face with the God who created the universe. You might have heard really crazy stories, some radical stories about people who maybe escape a life of addiction or who convert out of some life of crime. These are incredible. These are spectacular. Jesus truly does change lives, just like he changed the life of Rosaria Butterfield earlier. But there's something that's just as spectacular, something that's just as intriguing, and that's the life of you. And of me. See, Jesus, who radically changes lives in everyone who comes to see and believe him. And there's something spectacular about that. When a child or an adult who might have grown up in a Christian family and heard the good news their whole life, but all of a sudden understands God's love for them, God's grace for them in Christ Jesus, that there's nothing that they can do to be saved, but that God has given them everything, that is spectacular. They've gone from death to life. They've shifted from living for themselves to living with Jesus as their king. The moment that you see and believe Jesus, your eternity, your life is completely different. You have hope. You have a purpose. You have no reason to fear death whatsoever. You have humility before your Creator and you have a relationship with this Lord of the universe. Jesus changes lives. Jesus changes everything. And as the people in this town saw this change in this woman, we see in verse 30 that they are intrigued. They hear her words, they make their way towards him. Could this be the Messiah? Could this be the King that we have been waiting for? And not to spoil it, but let's read just a couple of verses in the future. In verse 39, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. See, listening to the words of this woman and seeing her changed life is a very intriguing thing indeed. Which brings us to our second point. The time is now to see and believe in Jesus. Jesus now goes on to talk about farming. See, the disciples weren't here for this initial encounter as Jesus talked with the woman. They were off getting food. So they've arrived and they've thought, Jesus, surely you're hungry. Time to have some food. Come on. But Jesus, once again, works their confusion and their focusing on earthly things and things that are in front of them, and he makes it bigger and he makes it eternal. Jesus talks about the real food, the food that he has come to do. That is, that he has been sent from the Father to finish his work. He has been sent from the Father to finish this work. And Jesus has now gives us a little farming illustration. So this work that Jesus is doing, to finish it, we might get glimpses of that in the future. In the future, as Jesus comes to die on the cross. You might remember one of the last words that Jesus said in John chapter 19, verse 30. Jesus gave up his breath and he said, "It is finished." The work of God, the food of God, has been finished, and Jesus is going to talk about it now in verses 35 to 38. So make sure you have your Bibles in front of you, and we're going to just slowly unpack this. And that is, firstly, in verse 35, we see that food usually takes a while to grow. In verse 35, Jesus says, "Don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months till harvest?" I planted some carrots the other day out of my Woolworths Discovery Garden, and I was shocked and appalled to find out that actually I don't have carrots yet. It's been like 4 days. Surely it takes that long? No. When we plant food, I'm not a farmer, I can't confirm this across the board, but when we plant seeds, it takes time for those things to grow. Farmers plant their seeds and then wait months for the grain or the wheat or the rice to grow. Whatever kind of plant or grain that Jesus is talking about, it's one that isn't natural. It's one that is different to what we know. See, the food that Jesus is talking about is ready to be harvested now, is ready to be taken, is ready to be eaten, is ready to be given to everyone. And what is that food? Verse 36. We see that the crop is eternal life. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life. That's what this is about. The food that Jesus is working to, the food that is growing, that is ready to be harvested now, is eternal life. Life forever. A full life. Life truly as it was meant to be. A relationship with God, a relationship with the God who satisfies, who knows intimately his people, who relates with them. That's why Jesus has come. Jesus has come to live a life of obedience to this Father, to bring us into a relationship with him by seeing and believing in him so that we can have life forever. A changed life indeed. It's a changed future, which means that we have a changed life now. And that is why Jesus has come. And we are all workers as a part of this. We see later in verse 37 that there is a partnership between the person who sows and the person who reaps. There's a partnership between God's workers as we seek to help people see and believe in Jesus. In verse 37, the saying, "One sows and another reaps," is true. And just before then, the sower and the reaper may be glad together. This food for eternal life, the eternal life that God gives us, there's a partnership there which leads to great joy. Great joy for people. Picture the people that would usually be in this building right now. A couple of hundred people. A couple of hundred people, most of whom see and believe Jesus. You might be one of them. Think about the way that you came to see and believe Jesus and to have a changed life. Think about the amount of people in your life that might have worked to point you to Jesus, to open God's word with you. Think about the people, maybe your grandparents, maybe your parents, aunties or uncles, teachers or leaders, preschool leaders, youth leaders, colleagues, friends. If you trace back your life, you might see hundreds or even maybe thousands of people who have been at work in planting the seeds for this good news, this eternal life to take root in you. And there's a joy, isn't it? You've come to see and believe Jesus. You have a changed life. There's an encouragement there as well for those of us who are sowing this seed, planting this good news, talking to people about Jesus. For those of you who are tirelessly raising kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews to come to see and believe Jesus, take heart. God is working. God is working in partnership with you. God is growing these people that you are seeing. You might not see the fruit of it now, but that's okay. Keep going. Keep pointing people to Jesus. Keep helping people see the eternal life that is in him. There's joy that comes when people see and believe Jesus, because there is a changed life. That's a changed life now, and that's a changed life forever. The joy about this farming, the joy about this eternal life, is that it is ready now. The harvest season is here. Have a look at this stock photo that I found of a rice farmer who was very excited that it was harvest time. Look at him. He's like, yeah! He is excited because he's able to get the crops that he's worked so hard for. There's a joy that comes from being able to take this, to be able to give this to others. The time is now for him to be able to take this seed, to take this good news, to take this eternal life. There's a time for all of us to see and believe in Jesus and to take this good news and to take this changed life. There's no point waiting. The harvest time is now. See and believe in Jesus now. See and believe in Jesus. Have a changed life. And that brings us to lastly, helping others see and believe in Jesus. Let's help people see and believe in Jesus. Thinking back to this woman, this Samaritan woman, she had seen Jesus and her life would never be the same again. And she goes and speaks unashamedly to people that had outcast her or had rejected her. And here's what we see. When they come to see and listen to the words she's saying about Jesus, down in verse 40. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now, we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Because of the bold words of this woman, these people got to see and believe in Jesus. These people got to have a changed life. Isn't it interesting that as they spent time with Jesus, it's almost like they couldn't help but believe? They got to spend 2 days with Jesus. I wonder what kind of questions you would ask Jesus, what kind of stories you would share, what kind of wisdom you would like to glean if you got to spend 2 days with Jesus. They couldn't help but believe. Do you notice these people came to see and believe in Jesus, though? Not just because of what this woman does, but because of the words she said about Jesus. And in them coming to see and believe in Jesus themselves. When people spend time with Jesus in the Bible, it's a very intriguing thing indeed. People are confronted with his perfection and their imperfection, with his challenges and the way that they live their life, with Jesus' person, his death, his resurrection. When people spend time with Jesus in the Bible, they see the God that made them, that sees everything they've ever done, and that loves them the same. And so that's why it's so important that as we speak to others about Jesus, we help them come to see him. We come to see Jesus in the Bible, Jesus in his word that he speaks to us. That's why opportunities like the Share Life course are so valuable. Like Jesus 101, which I mentioned earlier. Like just sitting down and opening up the Bible with a friend. Because as we get to see Jesus, we get to believe in Jesus. And to close, knowing that seeing and believing in Jesus changes lives, I think gives us two reflections. One for people that don't yet see and believe in Jesus, and one for people that do. So firstly, for those people that don't yet follow Jesus, what we have here in this passage today is actually an invitation for you. Jesus is a literal life changer. Jesus is an eternal life giver. This woman at the well saw him. Do you? These Samaritan people in this village saw him. Do you? Do you see Jesus for being the Savior of the world? Do you see Jesus for his spectacular work on the cross in dying for you? In rising from the dead in victory to secure us life? Are you going to take him seriously? Well, it's my prayer that you do. It's my encouragement for you to take this seriously. He either rose from the dead and is king of everything, or he's not. Think about it. Is Jesus going to change your life? And secondly, for those people that do follow Jesus, the first part of this is that we need to see and believe Jesus just like I've just encouraged everyone else to. We need to see Jesus' death for us, Jesus' resurrection over death, his love for us, his victory. And I think another reflection ought to be as well, Jesus changes lives. Has he changed ours? People are watching your life. Just like the villagers in this Samaritan town were watching this changed life of this woman, people are watching our lives. Are we letting God change us? As we reflect on our life, where we would maybe be at without Jesus, is there a big difference? Are we known for trusting Jesus? Are we known for living that out? Are we known for seeing and believing in Jesus? It might be a big difference, it might be a little. But are you living in a way that shows that you have a changed life because of Jesus? It might be something like maybe having a heart for the outcast, the different, just like Jesus does with this Samaritan woman. Has the life-changing news of Jesus changed your heart in this? Has the life-changing news of Jesus changed the way that maybe you think about submitting to the government and submitting to authority joyfully, differing maybe from doing whatever that you want? Has the life-changing news of Jesus shaped your heart to serve other people willingly and lovingly and sacrificially instead of taking your time and your money and your energy for yourself? Well, in the story of Rosaria Butterfield that I mentioned earlier, she was changed because she saw and believed Jesus. And she came to see and believe Jesus through some people that were living a very intriguing, changed life. They were named Ken and Floyd Smith. They would invite her over for dinner. They would listen to her as she berated them for following Jesus. They would pray for her. They would give her meals. They would show endless kindness and patience. And when she saw the character of Jesus through their lives, she had to wrestle with him. She had to see him. She had to believe in him. People see and people notice. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the great Messiah that everyone has been waiting for. He's the one that gives us eternal life and gives us eternal life now. Jesus changes lives. Will you see and believe in him?